844. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Got on board a westbound 747.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today. Final half hour of hour number three here on Budget Day, September 30th. It's here. Got a housekeeping couple of text messages back and forth with our Black Angus, Montana beef farmer, Cliff Tolini. He's also the chairman of the Board of County Commissioners in Presque County. He said, Randy, that lawyer is full of cow crap. You only need a supermajority to amend the constitutions. Legislators can levy a tax without a simple majority. So I texted Cliff back. According to the story, according to him, the state's constitution does need to be amended because any of these new taxes were not included in the language of Proposal 1 when the people of the state of Michigan voted for it and amended our state constitution. Taxes weren't in there. You may want to try to pass a simple majority tax, but here's the problem. It affects Proposal 1, which amended our constitution. So that's his argument that he's going to challenge on in court. Cliff came back. Well, that's not the reason these Democrats started this BS back in 1997. The problem is you can't negotiate with Marxist lunatics. They have no respect for anything, including life itself, no more than you can with a terrorist. Don't disagree with you, Brother Cliff. Absolutely get it. But that's the problem. They want to dumb down America. They want people smoking pot. Drugs, some prescription, some recreational, have led to mental health disorders, and in my opinion, may have actually impacted and played a part of these shootings, these assassinations. These kids are so prepared to become adults and smoke pot. Frankly, I think this wholesale tax is passed while it's going to court, being challenged in court. We'll see what happens to the market. Well, now getting back to this MERS story, and this is interesting. Because I've been talking about this part of it for the entire year of 2025. Permanent road funding formula solution. Well, it looks like this final budget deal is only going to be $1.85 billion. It needs to be at least $3.1 to $3.4 billion is what the road industry said is needed. That's what the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and the speaker, Matt Hall, have been calling for. Well, in the final compromise, basically, not even going to be 75%. No, it's even less than that. Dang near almost half. Here's the question. At what point are we going to expect road funding debate to return to Lansing? Well, Hemman, one of the consultants, said, I think they're going to start seeing it next year. There's going to be a big election next year. This issue is going to be part of that discussion. Ambitious elected officials and candidates will be talking about the need for money for the roads running up to the primary election in August. Well, Mackinac Senator Tom Homan said, or James Homan, I always get him mixed up with the Border Ice Patrol guy from Washington. Homan, I'm just going to say Homan, said he's not convinced this debate will ever or need to even come back. The goal has never been to achieve a hypothetical level of quality, but to fix roads better and faster because they are definitely falling apart. However, in that respect, they're likely to have success with this proposal. Honestly, I don't expect there to be a need for any future debate. I think they have finally reached a conclusion to this issue for the foreseeable future, end quote, said Homan, Mackinac Center. Likewise, the other consultant, Snyder, said we need the 1.8 to 1.9 in additional annual funding. This will bring us into the level of actually improving state and local roads. Will we have concrete evidence of that, or if that more funding is needed? I have no idea. I don't know if we should expect road funding issue to be strong in the next couple of years, but we shall see. The other final consultant, Mitch Bean, said he's not sure when the road funding debate will return, but he's confident it will. Additional road funding has hung over this state for the last four governor administrations. It's an issue because in large part, whatever is put to the roads, it's never enough. People in the state of Michigan will never agree on the magnitude of this problem. You always have legislators and others who will overstate the problem, talk about alleged waste, fraud, and abuse, which he thinks is a red herring. I don't agree with that. And try to get more revenue to solve the problem, which apparently nobody really wants to do. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. First of all, we have got to take away road repairs, road building, bridge repairs. We need to get rid of it in MDOT. Take it away from MDOT. Let them deal with bridges, you know, international bridges. Let them deal with the ports when it comes to large ships. When it comes to roads, it's got to go to the local road commissions. Every county has one. That's number one. Number two, they have got to start using the right materials. When Pat Kobach ran for governor back in 2018, he went to his college, University of Michigan, went into their laboratories as a scientist, and said, show me testing on fiberized, rubberized concrete and asphalt. Well, asphalt, folks, the black asphalt is oil-based. Oil works really well with rubber and steel. So you know what Pat Kobach said? We got a problem with used tires, old tires in this state. Electric vehicles have to replace their four tires every 20,000 miles. Why not grind up old tires? They've got rubber and they got steel belts in them, along with polyester belts on the sidewalls and other things. Grind it up and put it into the asphalt. Give me 1 foot thick, 6 foot long piece of this rubberized asphalt. The scientists, the University of Michigan, said, yeah, we can do that. So they did it. Pat said, okay, now what I want you to do is put both ends in a vise. And I want a big battering ram as a plunger that can be tested under PSI meters. And I want that plunger rod, I think he said it was like a foot round in diameter, a plunger. I want it to come up and slowly but surely at different temperatures. He did this, I think he said, at 90 degrees, 80, 70, 60, 50, all the way down to zero. Below 32 freezing. He said, Randy, that 6 foot long, 1 foot thick of rubberized asphalt could be expanded almost bowed in half before it broke. At 80, 90 degrees summertime, that stuff was flexible as heck. He said once it got below freezing, it could still bend a foot. Now, folks, I got a very simple question for you. What causes the most damage to our roads? Does anybody have an idea? It's our climate. It's cracks in the roads, which leads to water getting underneath it. And then we have frost laws. When it gets cold, the water freezes. It expands. When it expands, it cracks the roads even more. If we used rubberized asphalt in this state, do you realize that these roads, Pat said he wrote a theory on it and did it mathematically. He thought the roads using rubberized asphalt could last 50 to 60 years. What? Tear up these roads, get down to the subsoil, to the hard-packed sand, roll out the sand, make it a foundation as thick and possible as you can, and replace the roads with rubberized asphalt. Well, I asked him the question, do you guys see these cracks in the roads where they use this liquid rubber? They fill in the cracks with liquid rubber. My motorcycle wheels, tires, slides on those cracks. I said, Pat, how would my motorcycle, very kind of a low tread, hard rubber motorcycle tire, stick to the road on a rubberized concrete or asphalt? He said, Randy, it's rubberized in the base. The main top surface is still asphalt. Your motorcycle tires won't slide on it at all, even in the rain, like it does now. It's in the subbase of the rubberized asphalt. Great idea. He didn't win governor. It didn't happen. They need to use the right material. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's show. Want to let you guys know that there is a website that has been created specifically to raise some money to put the Axe My Tax commercial that you've been hearing on this radio station, on radio stations, TV stations, digital pop-up ads, text messaging campaign within the next 30 days. As we're heading into the nose count tonight, Carla is going through each county and looking at the number of received signatures they've gotten back for every county. All 83 counties, she's then going to contact the county chairs and tell them how many they've received and how many more they need to get. But this commercial that we produced here on this radio station, WCHY Sheboygan, has been turned into a YouTube video. YouTube video is exactly 30 seconds long, so it can air on TV. AxeMyTax.org is a volunteer citizens effort to collect enough signatures to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. We must submit over 460,000 valid signatures of registered voters within a 180-day period. Once validated, we will have the issue placed on the November 2026 statewide general election ballot. When approved by the simple majority of voters in Michigan, we will amend the state constitution of Michigan to permanently ban all property taxes in Michigan forever. The donations to this Give, Send, Go effort will be used to put this 30-second commercial on all major radio and TV stations in Michigan. Additionally, the ad will be running as digital pop-up ads, which will appear on all major cable TV as well as social media platforms. Please donate whatever amount you can afford and then share this campaign with all the people you know who could benefit from not having to pay property taxes in our great state of Michigan. If you would like me to text you the link to the givesendgo.com/AxeMyTaxMediaCampaign, text me media. Text me media. When you text Me Media, my phone will auto-reply back with a clickable link to this donation website. We need to raise $130,000. Why that amount? Because that's the amount that needs to pay the processing fees to the Give Send Go company, have enough revenue to then start negotiating with these radio stations, TV stations, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as the cable TV companies, Spectrum, Comcast, AT&T, Affinity. All of these cable companies will allow us to run these commercials as pop-up ads. If you go to a news story, for example, 7 and 4, 29 and 8, 9 and 10, you want to see one of their news stories on your phone or computer, you have to see the, our 30-second commercial. We're going to do this statewide. We're going after the big markets first, southeastern Michigan, Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb County, Grand Rapids, Flint, and then up here in northern Michigan as well. We're focusing on the big populated areas. So the website's been set up. GiveSendGo.com/AXMITax, capital M for media, capital C for campaign. Just simply text me, media. I'll text you the link. You can donate $5. Instead of going out to lunch today, fast for lunch, donate $10. We have got to make this thing go viral, and we need to raise this money now. Because Carla thinks she's going to move the 180-day window back. She's already contacted the people who signed in April. They're re-signing now in September. So all the signatures gathered in April will move to September. Now this will continue on into October, possibly even into November. We're trying to get through the college games on Saturdays, and we think we can do this. But we need your help, and we need to get this on radio, TV stations, everywhere, all over the state of Michigan. If we get people to get just one petition sheet and collect 10 signatures and mail it in to Carla, this will be on the ballot, and this will change the state of Michigan permanently and forever. This thing polls at like 80 to 85% approval when people are polled. Text me, media. I'll send you the link. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000.